Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. One of the world's leading art magazines, Art Forum, has written glowingly about its exhibitions. Its curator of contemporary art has won the prestigious Emily Hall Termain Exhibition Award and was recently chosen from an international field of candidates to take part in curatorial residencies in Gwangju, South Korea, and Berlin, Germany. So, is it MoMA in New York? How about the National Museum of Modern Art at the Centre Pompidou in Paris? Nope, it's the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and its award-winning curator, Stephen Matisio. On Sunday, September 16th at 5 o'clock, SECA will be closing its acclaimed Paperless exhibition. This free exhibition gathers works made of paper by 15 international artists. It was conceived and curated by my guest, SECA's curator of contemporary art, Stephen Matisio. What I'm finding is just the variety of shapes, textures, and size elements, too, from the smallest origami-like figure to these enormous canvases of paper. It's really limitless.
That's what I love about this show. You'll see all across the scale. So you'll see very minute pieces. There's an artist named Nava Lubelski who's based out of Asheville, and she's shredded old rejection letters, tax forms, love letters, and then turn them into little ribbons, which then she does this sort of neo-quilling operation. And so they all become little cells in these amoeba-like growths that just continue to sort of spread and kind of move across the gallery space. And then you get an artist like Doug Copeland of Generation X fame who actually chews all the pages of his novels to pulp them as wasps would and then turns them into these nests to think about our connection with information and really this umbilical connection with information. And then we go all the way up to the large scale. We've got new commissioned pieces by an Armenian artist named Karen Sargsyan and an American artist named Natasha Bowden who are creating these beautiful sort of Natasha works in these kind of lyrical organic flows of paper ribbons all referencing Walt Whitman, Lewis Carroll, really famous authors, and this new take on magic realism. And then Karen creates these sort of Baroque, decadent royal court scenes falling apart at the seams, the sort of the grand party before the grand finale. And so I just love that. Yeah, the way that this exhibition will really move you across the way that paper is very intimate experience for us, as well as collecting the archive of human thought and human culture. So I really wanted to move across that spectrum.
You're moving across that spectrum with how many artists? And this is an enormous exhibit.
Yeah, this is 15 people, and 15 people that are contributing quite a bit to this show. And it really ranges from all corners of the world. So we've got artists from Armenia, from Ecuador, from China, from Copenhagen, Denmark, really across the board, Canadians that have grown up in South Africa. I wanted to have this as global a conversation as possible. So not just looking at a particular Western philosophy or an Eastern philosophy, but really looking at the confluences, the comparisons, the overlaps, the differences, and the way that paper circulates, that its symbolic importance within various cultures as well.
My thanks to Southeastern Center for Contemporary Arts, curator of contemporary art, Stephen Matisio. You just have 2 weeks left to see this remarkable exhibit. On Sunday, September 16th at 5 o'clock, SECA will be closing Paperless to make way for the new. On September 14th at 7 o'clock, SECA presents its new opening, the exhibition Ann Kessler Shields, a 50-year retrospective. We'll celebrate the artist's career through January 6th, 2013. Organized by SECA and guest curated by Tom Patterson, the opening is free with cash bar and light refreshments served as well. You can enjoy a tour of both exhibitions conducted by Stephen Matisio himself during SECA's first ever fundraiser tea, Sunday, September 16th at 2 o'clock. Seating is limited to 36 guests, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts.